You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The Emmett Cherry Festival is an iconic event that happens every year here in Idaho. Over time, it has branched out from the cherry harvest to food, rides, and special events. And 2 weeks ago, during this year's festival, Laramie Lavalla and Lexi Smith dropped by the festival and talked to Krista Cole. She is the director of the Gem County Chamber of Commerce, along with some festival goers. Let's take a listen to their audio postcard.
The Cherry Festival started 85 years ago. There was this guy, Shorty Britton, and he had this idea after the cherry crop came in, hey, we should celebrate and have a dance. Just a, you know, mild-mannered guy who's working in a packing shed, right? It was so huge that year, they had two the next year, and so huge that the American Legion took it over after that. So, and then it evolved, and through all these kind of different transformations over the years, it's kept the same kind of theme, you know, cherries as the focal point, but it's grown and become just this sense of community pride. The Cherry Festival is a family-friendly. We always focus on family at our event. It's open to the public, so anyone can come, and they do, and they stroll their kids around. It is community. It's not just about picking cherries or having a carnival or anything like that. So it's a free event to attend, so we have no gate to count or that kind of thing. But we, based on the ticket sales and what we can extrapolate from all of that, about 50,000 people over 4 days. I'd have to say it depends on what you mean by popular. So the cherry pie eating contest, there is just a sea of people out here with... And we do by age group, so the littles on up to the grandparents. Everybody gets in on the act, and they all have different sizes that they have to eat. It's wildly popular. River's Edge Rehabilitation sponsors that, and we've been promoting it, and people are already signing up online. It's been incredible. The Pit Spit contest that Albertsons helps us put on across the street is on the county courthouse steps. And our own... Gary Rosenkin, he's councilman, apparently has the record. He's claiming 57 feet. I'm going to watch him this year. 57 feet for a pit spit. So wildly popular for that. But I'd have to say the biggest attendance, without a doubt, is our Cherry Festival Parade. It is enormous. I don't know how many entries we have this year, but it's well over 100. It is floats. It's vehicles, it's old cars, it's funky cars, it's horses and queens, and our governor and the first lady are our grand marshals this year. We're so honored. This is his hometown, their hometown, so we're honored to have him be our grand, or the two of them be our grand marshal. Both Brad and Teresa are very much loved here.
Sweeter than the sun. They sing in heaven.
Cherry Festival to me is just seeing the community come together. A lot of people from outside the community come in and just enjoy a really wholesome event. Because, you know, I think that there's a lot of events that are really rowdy, and, you know, community events can get, you know, out of hand. This one isn't. It's just really beautiful, just a great time for families and just people enjoying being together and listening to music and, you know, checking out what's available.
Probably walking around and catching up for friends that you haven't seen in a while. So bring the kids, ride the rides, get the carny food, all the important stuff.
The Cherry Festival is great, full of energy, lots of people, great music, I mean, great vendors. It's a good time. It's a hometown feel. You know, everyone out here with their families just looking for a good time. So seeing the kids running around, and it just feels comfortable and a safe place. So, yeah.
That audio postcard of this year's Emmett Cherry Festival comes from our very own Laramie Lavalla and Lexi Smith. I want to thank all of you for taking some time out of your day today to be a part of Idaho Matters. We do so appreciate you taking that time and being a part of our program. Our producer is Samantha Wright. Our associate producer is Hannah Gardosky. Our theme music, it was written and produced by Boise musician Will Hall. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It is Tuesday. It's a lovely day. Go out and enjoy it. And if you haven't yet downloaded Idaho Matters, Idaho Matters would be actually Idaho Matters. So download Idaho Matters to a podcast, and you can always listen whenever you want to. Again, Idaho Matters. Thanks so much for taking time out of your day. We appreciate it, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.